Good afternoon. This is Father Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville, Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to our reflections on this fifth Sunday of Easter, also Mother's Day. Our readings are taken from Acts chapter 7, verses 55 to 60, Psalm 31, 1 Peter 2, verses 2 to 10, and the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and forever. Amen. collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we say the Easter anthem. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And on this Mother's Day, we say a prayer for all mothers. Thank you, Lord, for all mothers. Remember today their loving care and their ceaseless love for us. May we show them by our gifts, our words, and our actions that we love them and care about them too. Father, we thank you for the family of the church. May they know your blessing and strength as we care for others. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who Are We? The late Dr. Eric Williams, the first Prime Minister of an independent Trinidad and Tobago, in an address on the occasion of independence, warns that for us as a nation, there must no longer be a Mother Africa, or Mother India, or Mother Syria, or Mother Lebanon. He was reminding all that we should identify ourselves as citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, because identity solidifies responsibility. If we identify ourselves as citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, our responsibility, our allegiance, will be to Trinidad and Tobago and no other. It is important for us as disciples of Christ, as the church today, to know who we are, to enable us to carry out fully our responsibilities. In our epistle for today from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 10, Peter, writing to Christians, disciples of Christ with a Greco-Roman background in Asia Minor, takes illustrations from the Old Testament and tries to help them to affirm their identity. The identity of those who would, in his time and us today, desire to be true disciples of Christ. How does Peter identify us? In verse 9, Peter writes, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people." As disciples of Christ today, we are chosen, we are royal, we are holy, we are God's own people. As disciples of Christ today, we are a race, a priesthood, a nation belonging to God. So if we had any doubt, this is who we are: a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. We are a chosen race. That reminds us that we have all been chosen by Christ to be his disciples and to carry out some special task for him in the world. Jesus says to his disciples, as he speaks to us today, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." John chapter 14, verse 16. We are chosen, selected as the best or most appropriate for the task. We have been selected by Christ to be on his team. We have gifts, we have a place, we have responsibilities. Being a chosen race is a privileged identity founded on Jesus Christ. We've been selected from different backgrounds to be united in Christ. St. Paul reminds us that in Christ there is no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. All become one race in Jesus Christ. We are chosen to become one race with one purpose. We are, John reminds us, a royal priesthood. As priests of the King of Kings, we are royal. As priests, we all have to bridge the gap between humankind and God. We do this as we offer sacrifices in worship. No, not animal sacrifices or burnt offerings, but as we pray in the offertory prayer B in the Eucharist, we offer ourselves, our lives, and our work to become, through your Holy Spirit, a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice. We affirm this in Eucharistic prayer D as we pray, "And here we offer and present unto you, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and bodies to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice." We affirm our royal priesthood in worship as we encounter the living God, as we offer ourselves as living sacrifices and deepen our relationship with God. We offer ourselves as we are. God in love accepts, blesses, and commissions us. Peter reminds us that we are a holy nation. We are a people dedicated and consecrated to God for a purpose. We have been set aside and united under the banner of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. We are united by Christ into one nation, one people. We are therefore called to bear one another's burdens, to love one another as Christ loves us. As a holy nation, we are to exhibit the attributes of faith, hope, joy, and love. even in the face of suffering, even in the face of difficult or unpleasant circumstances. We have been chosen, we have been priested, we have been made holy to be identified as God's own people. We must always bear in mind that we do not belong to ourselves. We do not belong to the world. We belong to God. That is our identity. Wherever we go, wherever we are God's own people. That is who we are. If that, therefore, is our identity, what then is our responsibility? Peter says, we are to proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. As a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, as God's own people, as disciples of Christ, we are to proclaim God's mighty acts. We are to proclaim in these days how God guided our leaders through the puzzle of the novel coronavirus to keep our death rate in this country low and to save lives. We are, wherever we go, to dispel the darkness of doubt, faithlessness, and fear by proclaiming the mighty acts of God. We proclaim that God so loved the world that God gave God's one and only Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. We proclaim that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We proclaim that Jesus says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, to remind us of who we are and what our responsibilities are. Who are we? We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, charged with the responsibility to be agents of light, agents of hope, agents of joy, and above all, agents of love. When we know, understand, and believe who we are, we will do what God has called us to do in our time and in our place, to proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called us out of darkness into His own marvelous light. The Lord be with you. And so we pray, and today we pray for all single mothers. Dear Jesus, we bring before you all single mothers. Bless them, love them. They may feel alone in deep decision. They may feel the dilemma of determining whether they are capable of raising your children alone or whether they should let others help to accept this responsibility for them. We pray that they will not be discouraged. We pray that they will open themselves to sound advice, to those who are willing to reach out to help. We ask you, O Jesus, to continue to support them as they strive to bring up your children to know you and to love you in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that you will continue to bless their homes and their families today and every day. For we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, by whose power Christ was raised from the dead, so that the worst that men could do had no dominion over him, lay your hand in loving tenderness on all who need this message most, because the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. We pray for those who have lost dear loved ones and whose hearts are sad. We pray for those who have lost their health and vitality, for those who have lost their youth, for those who have lost their livelihood, for those who have lost opportunities, for those who have lost patience, for those who have lost their faith. For all, we pray, who are wounded in the battle of life and are near to despair. Give to us all such a wisdom of Christ's risen glory that we too may trust his power, that we too may know that nothing can separate us from your loving purpose and finally defeat your will. So may we rise up from all our distress and despair and take heart again. May we walk with Christ, the companion of our souls, to whatever lies in store for us, to find at last that faith that has its own reward, that we have not missed your way, that the Son of Man came to seek and to serve that which seemed lost forever. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray the words our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. Do have a spirit-filled week, and please be safe. Stay indoors. May God bless you and keep you. Amen.